Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the KXCB KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Trinh, and we've got another good hour coming up for you as we're talking Bearcat athletics. And Matt, another week for a lot of success on the athletic fields for Northwest Missouri State.
That's right, John. We got to see wins there for Northwest Volleyball over the weekend, including a win over number 2 Washburn in Topeka. Northwest Football taking care of business on Family Weekend. Soccer going 1-1, including a very tight match against number 6 Central Missouri. Had a lead in the second half, couldn't pull that one out. Cross country, men's and women's team really performing well amongst a lot of Division II school, Division 1 and 2 schools at the Woody Green O.J. Dirksen Invite. Heck, we even saw Northwest Missouri State women's golf come out with one of the best individual performances we've seen in program history. And so a lot of things right now just trending in the right direction. Looking forward to a lot more coming up this upcoming weekend.
Soccer went 1-1 this past weekend with a win over Missouri Southern, then a tough loss to Central Missouri. Central Missouri, a nationally ranked team, but just a 2-1 loss there. So playing very competitively with Central, but just couldn't quite get over the hump for a win in that one.
Not quite, but you're still seeing progress. I mean, the Bearcats ended up falling. It was a region game, a non-conference game the week before to Central Missouri. That was 1-0 here in Maryville. So they got some offense going. Couldn't quite do enough to slow down the Jennies there. They got a pair of goals in the final 10 minutes of the match to be able to pull this one out. But Kaylee Rock is the all-time points leader for Northwest Missouri State after this week, and she continues to do good things. And you know what? They've got a pair of home matches coming up this week, Fort Hays, Nebraska Kearney. So we're still seeing good things out of this club. They're 4-2-2 on the year, and I think the sky's the limit for them as they go.
No doubt about that. And last weekend, family weekend on the Northwest Missouri State campus, and all the fans stuck around through a long weather delay, and they were rewarded with a good Bearcat win over Central Missouri.
Yeah, it was an hour and a half delay, and as we're going through that, and then they cleared out the stands because of the lightning, everything moving through, like, man, how many of these folks are going to stick around? How many go home? How many go to dinner and do other things and move on? Still had a packed house, so it was a really good environment for that football game and a heck of a defensive effort for Northwest as well. I think 106 total yards for Central Missouri, negative 3 rushing yards for UCM in that one. Elijah Green had a huge day, and so overall, a nice day for Northwest Missouri State to be able to take care of Central Missouri and stay unbeaten.
One thing that we've seen out of this Northwest defense so far this year is that teams just cannot run against them.
We've seen it this year. We saw it last year. Yeah. It's been like 20 years of teams not being able to run the football against Northwest. And honestly, I mean, you couldn't ask for much more out of a defense to be able to do that. And they do so much of it just with that front seven being so stout. We see some of those guys in the secondary come up and stick their nose in and take care of business there too. So it is a really good group up front. And this is another one that we had, what, 7 new faces, I believe, on that side of the football as far as starters go. And all these young guys that are stepping in, or maybe guys that are a little more inexperienced, have really done a nice job, especially look at that secondary. Khalil Smith, you know what you're getting there. But outside of that, Shane Fredrickson stepping in for an injury. He's been tremendous as a sophomore. Rhett Jordan's a youngster. I think he might even lead the team in tackles. And then Trevon Peak has really been a shutdown corner on the opposite side of Khalil Smith, too. So, boy, top to bottom, that defense has been stout for Northwest.
You know, you talked about a young team really on both sides of the ball. There's just a lot of guys, underclassmen, that are stepping up and performing well right now. And you know, as good as they are this year, you have to look next year and the year after. This team's going to be loaded for a couple more years.
Yeah, for as well as things are going right now, you just think, yeah, it's going to keep building and getting better and better as the years go on. But it feels like even, too, there are certain areas that we just see week to week get better with this team, because you do experience new situations, you face different defenses, different offenses, and little things that help you build up as you continue to go along to where, you know what, playoffs are still such a long way away, chance to clinch a conference title still such a long way away, but boy, if they can be incrementally better each and every week, you know, they are going to be very dangerous by the time November, December roll around.
You know, one thing we're seeing on the offensive side, it's pretty much running back by committee this year. You got about 4 or 5 guys that all can carry the ball and do a lot of things with that, and we'll be talking with one of those, Jamar Moya, coming up here in just a little bit. But that's kind of fun to see, a little bit different where you don't have that one big back, but you got a number of guys that can haul the load there.
Yeah, and you know, there for a while we saw, you know, the years of Xavier Omon and LaRon Council and how good they were, and kind of course, that's harkening back a long way away. But now you do have four or five different guys that can step in and carry the football, and that's not including the quarterbacks, too, of what they can do. So it is just such a multifaceted offense in that way. And we're at Lincoln. Keegan Sturdy, Trayvon Alexander both go for 100 receiving yards for the first time in their career. But then the following week, it's a lot of the running backs getting in on the receiving duties, including one, Jamar Morey, who will be joining us here in just a little bit. So it's just a very versatile offense when you look at it that way, and a lot of guys on the offensive line still gelling and getting better and better with each week.
No doubt about that. And we've got a good show on hand here at Pizza Ranch this afternoon on the Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll start things off by talking with Jamar. He'll be sitting in here, and we'll talk a little football with Jamar Morey right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to Pizza Ranch and Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. As we mentioned before the break, we have Jamar Boye with us, running back for the Bearcats. And I hesitate to say running back. They kind of have you doing a little bit of everything out there, don't they, Jamar?
Yes, most definitely. Definitely like the role, though. Definitely.
No doubt about it. I think last year when you came in, your first year with the Bearcats, you were listed as a running back, but you kind of had your coming out party against Northeastern State, I believe, a year ago down in Tahlequah, where you got a lot of things going as a running back, as a wide receiver, and as the season went along, they found all kinds of ways to utilize you last year even.
Yeah, for sure. Sturdy's offense, he can get anyone in open field. So it's just, like I said, one of the things I'm good at, he gets me there.
You know, we talked before the break with Matt about a lot of the running backs, the way you got about four or five guys this year that really are kind of sharing the load a little bit, not only lining up as a running back, but as receiver in the slot, different type of things. Talk a little bit about the way you guys are approaching this season and where, you know, you're all going to get a few carries every game.
Yeah, I don't think it's a one-man season. You know, coming from last year, you know, we had Al, so a lot of our things were going through him. But this year, like you said, everyone's getting a touch. Everyone's getting an opportunity. Like you said, from the backfield to the wide receiver position, just moving people around to, you know, have success.
And I would imagine that takes a special type of athlete to know that you might not be the guy, but you're going to be put in a place where you can be successful. And they're putting all of you guys in roles that you can be very successful this year.
Yeah, most definitely. It's a challenge. Not only, you know, mentally, but in the film room. You know, you're watching the secondary. You got to watch the front four, the linebacker. So it's definitely a challenge, but we got the guys to do it, though.
And not only that, you get an opportunity to return punts and kicks there a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've been doing that since I was young, so that's just, you know, just natural.
Now, you come to Northwest from Bakersfield, California originally, a little bit of a stop at Mid-American Nazarene,
yeah.
And then to Northwest. And I think we talked to you last year at one point, too, about your relationship with Todd Sturdy, the offensive coordinator. And that goes back a long ways for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Like last year when we talked, I think I first met him when I was probably 11 years old. You know, the story is crazy. He was sitting in my living room recruiting my brother, you know, when he was at Iowa State. Just was joking around, saying, you know, one day I'll play for him, and got the opportunity at MNU, and got the opportunity here. So it's crazy story, but definitely thankful for.
No doubt about that. And I would imagine you're probably as well versed in what he likes to do with the offense as anybody on the team right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They always say that. So, you know, coaches will ask me questions, some of the players, you know, just certain things just because I've been with them for, I think, 5 years now. So I just definitely know the insides of it.
What are some of the things that he likes to do offensively that that you really appreciate?
Like getting people the ball in different different parts of the field, open field, inside zone, outside zones. Motioning is crazy. Like, defense can't prepare for that. So it's a lot.
Now, again, Coach Sturdy, obviously responsible for getting you here to the Midwest a little bit. But when you're in Bakersfield, California, looking for where you want to go to school, what were some of the things that attracted you primarily to come this direction?
Honestly, I couldn't even tell you because coming out of high school, I didn't even know the Midwest besides probably a couple schools in Iowa because, you know, my brother. But just being able to, you know, get the opportunity from going to MNU to here is just, it's been a blessing, you know.
What's been the biggest difference between competition at Mid-American Nazarene, NAI, to coming to Division II in Northwest Missouri State?
I'll just say it's a little faster. Plays go by faster, but besides that, you have some dogs in NAI. You know, a lot of bounce backs go there. A lot of people who just don't get the opportunity because of grades and stuff. So the competition, it's not that big of a difference, but it's a little faster.
And, again, let's look at your high school career. Again, a very solid and very good football career, but I also understand you're a pretty good basketball player in your days.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't really have to do too much in high school. I had two people who went D1. So it was really get them the ball, set screens, get open.
You ever have the desire to maybe hit the basketball court again?
Oh, no, for sure not. I'm going to leave that up to Diego.
And as you look at what you did and accomplished in high school, again, a part of some very good football teams and basketball teams out there.
Yeah, I was a four-year varsity starter. We went to the regional championship. All 4 years, we only won three, but you know, I can't win them all. But, yeah, definitely had some success in high school. Even my brother, I think he went three out of his 4 years also. So we're a powerhouse at that time, but now it's not looking too well.
I would imagine competition coming out of Bakersfield, too, is pretty competitive in that region.
Yeah, you got a lot of people who's in the NFL right now, like Jordan Love, Chris Barnes. They both play for Green Bay Packers. It's also Derek Carr. He's from Bakersfield. It's a lot of people that come out of Bakersfield that competition very well.
And as far as what you're wanting to do this year, let's just kind of talk about the goals that you have. Leading the team all-purpose yards and a lot of the different aspects of what you can do on the field. What's the main goal you have for this particular season?
My main goal is to win. Go 1-0 every game. Just take it step by step, day by day. It's a long season, so, you know, I don't want to predict too far ahead. I just, you know, try to tunnel vision and focus on one day at a time.
I would imagine, too, coming in your second year as a Bearcat, even though you were familiar with what Coach Sturdy wanted to do last year even coming in, but I imagine if there's a comfort level for you this year even that maybe you didn't have a year ago.
Yeah, for sure. Also being a starter, you know, you have it's definitely different. But just being able to, you know, help the younger guys and, like, you know, get them a part of it also is huge because, you know, it's like I said, it's not a one-man team this year, so.
And another thing, we talk about helping the younger guys. This is really, I think people maybe don't study the roster that much and don't realize that there are a lot of young guys that are contributing right now.
Yeah, I think we, three young running backs, besides me, Rob and Kev, Tank and JV and Jackson, they're all young, so It's definitely a step. But.
And, again, having a lot of success so far, and the thing that really looks nice with what you guys are doing offensively is pretty much kind of a balanced attack that we're seeing out of you guys.
Yeah. Like you said, everyone, Tank from JB, just trying to find us, our little guys, find us how to get us the ball in different ways, and so that's really what it is.
And as you look toward this week, a trip down to Edmond to face Central Oklahoma, it's one of the farther trips you guys will be taking this year, but I know, talking to Coach Wright through the years and the various players, that you guys really kind of embrace these road trips.
Yeah, for sure. Away games, we love away games. You love home games, too, because of the fans, but we take pride in it and trying to win, you know, at someone else's stadium. It's a hard thing to do, but we take it as a challenge, as a test, how Coach Wright would say, and we own up to it.
Now, last weekend, a little bit of a challenge just from the standpoint of the weather delays and having to wait through all of that. What are some of the main things you guys try to do to ensure that when you were going to finally get out on the field that you guys were going to be ready?
Just staying focused, you know, through that whole time when we were just sitting in the locker room, just trying to stay focused, turning on film, talking about, you know, the game plan, ball's going to be wet, you know, figuring out different things that we need to do. So that was really just it, just staying focused and being ready.
I would imagine, too, it was nice, too, when you come out of that long delay and you get out on the field and look around and all the fans stuck around. I don't think anybody left throughout all that to watch that game.
No, for sure. Like, coming out, I was honestly shocked because I knew, you know, the stadium is probably going to be wet. And so just hearing that crowd is something different. But it's family day, so I didn't expect anything less.
As far as off the field, let's talk a little bit about studies and your academic endeavors, and what are we looking at there?
I'm a human services major and a minor in criminal justice and criminology. So as of now, I'm planning on doing my internship in the spring, hopefully doing something with probations. That's what I'm kind of looking into as of now.
What are some of the things that got you interested in this field of study?
Just like you said, coming from Bakersfield, also seeing my brother, he's a criminal justice major. But I just feel like it's a lot that coming as a human services profession I can do for kids back home, that, you know, just giving opportunity, awareness of just situations and taking them out that environment.
And what are some things you like to do for fun outside of studies and outside of football?
I just got into reading, I'll say like a year or two ago, which is kind of sad. But, been reading a lot lately and also listening to music. Love music.
All right. Well, Jamar, it's been great having you on the show here, and it's been a lot of fun watching you so far, and looking forward to the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that is Jamar Moyer with us, a running back for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We've got a lot more coming up from Pizza Ranch right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com.
We're back at Pizza Ranch here in Maryville talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Head Coach Amy Wirth and Junior Alyssa Rezots joining us here, and appreciate you both coming on. A nice week, win over Emporia State, a sweep there. Then you take down number 2 Washburn in 4 sets. The first loss of the season for Washburn, it comes on their home floor. It gets against the Bearcats. That's just how you draw it up, right, Coach?
Exactly. We've had their number, so that's something that we have been doing quite well is competing at their place and our home place against Washburn.
If you can win on the road in the MIAA, probably get some confidence you can go out and beat anybody anywhere. When you think about that, 1,200 fans inside Lee Arena, and you're able to shut them down, what does that do for your team, especially heading into, you know, third, fourth sets, knowing you have a chance to close that out?
I think it just gives them confidence from the standpoint of, you know, what have we learned about them and what can we continue to learn about them? Our girls were pumping out answers to me, like they were really dialed in from that standpoint and ready to be able to compete against Washburn at a high level.
Alyssa, when you go on the road like that, I assume from the very start, you've got to be dialed in, locked in, and ready to go, and probably creating some of your own energy, knowing that it's kind of you guys against the world, all 1,200 plus against you guys right there.
Right. Yeah, it's a really fun environment to be in. I think the team is still working on trying to put our offense and defense together to play at our highest level. But I thought we played a really good defensive game right there. And, you know, it's fun when you got the student section and the crowd, you know, kind of going against you, and you kind of just come together, and our bench is really loud and creates a lot of energy for us. So it's just really fun environment.
We're about 12 matches into the season. You still want to be getting better. You don't want to be peaking at this point anyway, but how far down the road, what are you thinking? At what point do you want to be clicking on all cylinders of like, all right, defensively we've been good, but now our offense is catching that point too.
Right. I think the conference tournament is always a good place to be playing your best. But, yeah, like I said, we have a lot of room for improvement, and there's always room for improvement. So just putting those things together so when we do hit the conference tournament, we are clicking on all cylinders.
It's still plenty of time to go before we get there this week. Northwest will be at home for Pittsburgh State tomorrow at 6 o'clock, then on the road against Missouri Southern coming up this weekend. Coach, you said last week that it was stop the go-tos for Washburn, minimize some of the others, but there were a lot of new faces, a lot of young players, kind of didn't know how that might play out. Ultimately, does that match go how you expect, and as you kind of look at it, like, this is what Washburn wants to do, and we're able to take them out of their rhythm?
Yeah, I mean, we took them out of their rhythm. We didn't quite know a lot about them because their oldest people on the court were middles that, from the standpoint of they've been around and they're juniors, but they haven't played a ton. So we kind of had to learn as we went through the match, and then they were finding what was working for them. Because we were taking things away. So it was a big cat and mouse game. They found some things going to right side, that right back, that were, you know, working in the third and fourth. And so for us to pull that out, to not give them any more time to really run that direction, I think was really a key for us. And so we got some stops that we needed and some slowdowns on the block when we needed. And I think that was helpful. But, you know, there was one returning player that two and a half returning players that were on that court. So we knew, you know, her, the outside, really well, number 10. Jalen's been playing for them since she was a freshman. So we know that she likes to hit cross, and we like to take that away from her. And so from that standpoint, we knew she was probably going to have a game that she had to do well on. And then one of our transfers from Northwest, Sophie McMullen, was there, so we knew her pretty well as an outside because we played with her the last 4 years. So there were things that we did know, but they were still kind of wild cards for us from the standpoint of what they were going to do and how they were going to try to score. And I thought our girls did a good job of figuring those things out and being able to counter with them and having some defensive stops that really made a big difference for us.
Alyssa, is it a little bit weird looking across the way and seeing Sophie in blue for a match?
Yeah, it was fun, but it's competitive for sure.
Is there a little more trash talk whenever you played with that person for 3 years and now they're playing for a conference rival?
Just one
yes.
There, yeah.
And you know each other. It can be lighter. That works. Northwest comes up with a win in four sets over Washburn on Saturday. That was the number two team in the country. Your first three MIAA matches, no Peyton Kirchhoff, her on the floor. You go through a little bit of adversity without her. I'm sure that's probably a shot in the arm having her back out there.
Huge. You know, we saved her for Washburn, and we could have probably played her against Emporia, but we wanted to make sure that she was fresh for Washburn. And, you know, having her injury, we don't want to push it too fast. And so we wanted to make sure she was as healthy as possible, you know, within reason of what we can expect with her injury, and making sure that she's safe to be able to go out and play, in which she was continuing to show progress throughout practice and getting more comfortable with just her abilities within, you know, her injury, and being able to come out and perform the way she did was great. I mean, not playing for a week and a half can take you off your game, and she was a little rusty at the beginning, but I think she found her flow as we went through and became the go-to that we always know she has been for us.
Bouncing back okay Sunday and Monday too, feeling good for this week?
So far so good. So we're hoping, from the standpoint of being able to continue the upward trend, is what we're thinking for her.
You'd love to have your best players out there every single match, obviously, Alyssa. That's kind of a chance to go in and get some other players some experience, kind of deal with, all right, if Peyton's not on the floor, how do we handle this? And kind of that's something that's only going to help this team overall once we do get late into the season, right?
Right, yeah, for sure. Obviously love having Peyton on the court. She's a great player, but I still have full faith in the team that it's next girl up who can step in, who can fill that role. We might not be producing as many kills as Peyton usually does on the outside, but how can our middles or our right side step up? Like, Fergie did a great job this weekend stepping up, getting over 10 kills every match, I think. So it's just, we're just such a team, play as a team. So if one person's down, the other person's going to pick that up. So just full confidence in everybody, but obviously love having Peyton out on the court.
Peyton Kirchhoff were able to play all four sets against Washburn, and of course, Coach Alyssa Rezach is out there every single match grinding. MIAA setter of the week. Do you kind of run out of adjectives and way to describe the way she plays?
I can continue to find ways to describe her, but I usually use pretty consistent words. It's just like the hardest worker out there, and she's a grinder. She wants to get it done. She mentally has the IQ of what she needs to do as an offense. You know, I don't micromanage her very much at all, and I think as you look at through what happened over the weekend, the middles were taken away for us when we were playing Emporia, and so she found the pins from the standpoint of trying to pepper the middles in there when we played Washburn. I thought she did a great job of trying to get them the ball as much as possible because they were fronting our middles too. So she's finding ways to get the hot person the ball, which is exactly what you want to do as a setter, is to find who's going to get the kill for you, and she does a great job at a very, very high level.
Is it all about you sitting there and watching tape? You make the game plan and say, Alyssa, this is what we want to do today, or is it just kind of you both share the same mind and she's seeing the same thing as you going into it?
Oh, I don't think that we exactly share the same mind, but she's helping us with scout actually this year, so she's seeing some of the stuff early on and being able to help with an offensive game plan. But we create the game plan before. Sometimes that doesn't go the way that we want it to. From standpoint of the middles, for example, we like them to get 2 kills in the first 10 points, and if that doesn't happen, then we might have to scrap it and go to a different direction, and that's where she comes into play. And creativity that she has is awesome from that standpoint, because she figures out who's hot, like what rotation are we in, how can I get one-on-ones with these certain people, and she usually finds a way to do that even if we're not passing very well. So kudos to her from the standpoint of taking a game plan, rolling with it, and then figuring out how we can produce the most kills possible on the court.
The Bearcats 9-3 overall, 3-1 in the MIAA, have reeled off 3 straight wins at home against Pittsburgh State tomorrow. We have Northwest head coach Amy Wirth and Alyssa Rezach with us. Coach, with Pittsburgh State and Southern this week, you've won 3 in a row. This is a chance to really get hot, stay hot, and just continue on down this trip right now, right?
Sure. That's always what you want as a coach.
You kind of got the UCMs and Washburns out of the way for the moment.
Sure. And you don't want to trip up on these people at all. I mean, from the standpoint of what we're looking at for Pittsburgh State, we're kind of scratching our head because their statistics are right below us. And a lot of the stats that they have are below us. They have high kills per set. They don't have a high hitting percentage per se, but they're blocking at a high percentage. So a lot of what they're doing is really good stuff. And you know, a team like that can put that together in one night and get hot. So we just have to make sure that we're doing our side as high as we can and do what we're good at and see how that matches up against them. So we're excited to get in the gym at home tomorrow and be able to showcase all phases of our game.
After this one tomorrow, 5 straight on the road, you're not going to have back-to-back home games until practically mid-October. But at that point, Alyssa, it's 8 of the final 10 at home, so survive this portion.
Right.
Then it's not home free, but it gets a little bit less rocky, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be a grind. Obviously, being on the road is always a grind, and recovery and driving and all that stuff. But I think it'll be fun to play at home at the end of the season because we're going to be going into postseason. We're going to be taking our momentum right in. And so I'm looking forward to it.
Now, before the Bearcats go on that 5-game road trip, at home tomorrow against Pittsburgh State, get out to Bearcat Arena and check out Northwest Missouri State Volleyball. Coach Wirth, Alyssa, thanks for the time. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
That is Amy Wirth and Alyssa Rezach joining us on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a break. Back with more from Pizza Ranch.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. Time to talk some tennis with the head tennis coach at Northwest Missouri State, Mark Rosewell. Mark, you've had a busy fall up to this particular point with some weekend tournaments you've been taking your teams to, and an even busier weekend coming up this weekend in Edmond.
Yeah, John, we've got our annual ITA regional tournament. Excuse my voice here. I think I've been yelling at my players too much. No, I'm just kidding. No, and they've moved that up a week, and so it's earlier this year. And it's hot here. I know it's going to be really hot down there in Edmond, Oklahoma City.
For those that don't understand the way the tennis works in the fall, as opposed to the spring, which the spring's primarily a team competition, the fall it's kind of an individual type of contest where you take your teams to different individual tournaments.
Yeah. So basically, how it works is there's 8 ITAs in the country. And the winners and the runner-ups go on to the national tournament. That's how we got 2 in it last year. And they have at-large bids, too. But we've actually advanced on the men's side the last 3 years in doubles the first year and then in singles the 2 years after that. So very good.
Coming off a weekend in Topeka hosted by Washburn, so your players had an opportunity to get quite a bit of court time this past weekend.
Yeah, we had a three-way with William Woods, us men and women, and Washburn. And I played a lot of tennis on both Friday and Saturday. It's just what we need. And then the week before that, we'd done the same thing with Drury University and Washington University out of St. Louis.
What are the main goals you have for your team in the fall?
Well, really a couple things. One is we're trying to determine the lineup, and we do that basically pretty easy in tennis. Individual sport, I set up a round robin challenge matches, and really that pretty much tells the story. It's hard to argue that your teammate didn't get the ball to you or something like, you know what I mean. But the other thing is we try to determine the doubles teams. Now that's a little bit more tricky because just because you're a good singles player doesn't necessarily mean you're a good doubles player. It's two different games. So that's basically what we're trying to establish, and we're hopefully going to get more feedback on that this weekend, John.
Yeah, when you go down to Edmond, they've got great facilities down there and a lot of great competition in the ITA down in Edmond.
Brand-new facility down there. I think it's about 40 courts, 6 indoors. I mean, it couldn't be any better. I mean, they're, you know, lighted. It's just a fabulous place to host that with both genders just all together in one weekend. You know, for years – we would do the ITA. We'd take either the men or the women, and then we'd switch from Washington, and we would do the other one. But that would always take us 2 weeks because, you know, of the genders and stuff. But when you can do it together like this and just have so many more courts and hotels and so forth, the tournament really kind of outgrew us here in Maryville.
And for the most part, the weather's always good down there, too, although it's going to be a little hot this weekend. But.
Yeah, generally, if it was when it usually is at the end of September, it's about perfect, yeah.
And I think maybe you touched on this just a little bit, but should you have some players that are successful this weekend, what's the next step?
Well, that would be the national tournament in the middle of October, and that's we've been going to Rome, Georgia, which is, again, another absolutely fantastic facility down there, and we're hoping to, you know, get down there one more time.
Who are some of the players you're looking to have a good weekend?
Well, Andre is going to be the number one seed. You know, he if he's not the one seed, he'll be the 2 seed, but he's got a chance. Now, he's had a turned ankle for the last 3 weeks or whatever, so we're trying to get him back and ready to go this week. But on the women's side, Vera should be seeded too, I think 4 or 5, somewhere in there.
All right, well, Mark, we'll watch things this weekend, and hopefully you have some success this weekend.
Okay, John, always a pleasure. Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Tennis Teams, Mark Rosewell. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Time now to talk soccer, as the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, Mark Gordon, is joining us, along with Kaylee Rock and Elena Shorup. And again, Coach, a good weekend this weekend for you. Overall, we went over Missouri Southern and then kind of a tough loss to Central Missouri, but it looked like you guys played pretty well there.
We did, yeah. It was a split weekend for us in our focus. Kind of going forward is kind of continuing in terms of we need to finish in front of the goal a little bit more. A lot of opportunities in both games kind of rang through second half. And then, you know, they're number four in the country now. You're up 1-0 and you got to manage the last 10 minutes, and I think we just have to trust who we are and continue to play the way we need to play. And good things come from these kind of moments, though. I think we grow and learn, and we'll figure ourselves out.
Hey, you look at your schedule early on. You guys have played a pretty tough schedule to start with.
Oh yeah, we do our best. We try to load up and create the most challenges we can, because in the end, in order to go anywhere, you have to play and beat these kind of teams to advance through your conference tournaments and hopefully into the national tournaments and so forth.
Well, you started the weekend off with that 3-0 win over Missouri Southern. Let's just talk a little bit about that. Kaylee looked like she had a pretty good game that day too.
Second half was really good. Was involved with all three goals. Had two assists and just a bomb of a third goal. I mean, she just hit it on the run, and I don't know, it must have been 20, 23 yards out, and just froze the keeper. She didn't move. It just went by her. So it was good. But it was a collective effort. I just think our focus and intensities and what our responsibilities in the game to each other are changed at halftime. And it's tough. You make that bus trip, and you get out of the bus, and you try to get there early enough to work the legs out, get the bus right out of the legs. And it finally came out in the second half.
Yeah, that's one thing that the trips, when you go down the day of a game, yeah, it really makes things a little bit tougher.
It does. It's just a mentality, but I think it's important. You know, we want our girls to be in the classroom as long and as much as they can, and that's their responsibilities here, and that's what keeps them on the pitch for us.
Well, Mark, as we mentioned, we've got Kaylee and Elena with us here, and just talk a little bit about what they mean to your program.
Well, Kaylee is a junior. You know, she's embarking on some history. She's now the all-time points leader in combining goals and assists. She's very close to all-time goal record, and a teammate of hers right now is barking on her heels. I think they're tied with goals in Tegan Blackburn. Leadership from Kaylee, consistency, encouragement, and just a drive. With Elena, she's new to the team, freshman, Lakeville, Minnesota. We're so excited to have her. I managed to see her play in Colorado and reached out to her, and she took the trip down to visit the campus and so forth, and thought she'd give us a chance. Anticipated her doing some work for us in the midfield, but we learned some things. We do some fitness testing in the beginning, and we try to we have some things in place for them that test the best. And we just had a great number of midfielders that tested well. So we had to find a new space on the field. And so she's become a forward, a wing forward for us. And she said, oh, yeah, I played a lot in high school. And it's just kind of stuck. She's very pacey, has an early assist in her career up at Wayne State to Hannah Sterling. And so we're just excited about her future and what she brings to the team.
Elena, just talk about coming from Minnesota down to Northwest, a little bit of a drive to get here, and just what really struck you as this being a place you wanted to come to school?
I really like the community Northwest had to offer in Maryville. I really enjoyed the campus, and something important to me was team culture, and when I came down, I really noticed that. Bearcat Soccer had really great team culture, and the coaches really want you to do your best and strive, so that really stood out to me, so that's why I came down here.
And the change in position, Siri, sounds like you're enjoying that pretty well.
Yeah, I actually really enjoy it. It's fun to try new things and get to do something, and it's good that I enjoy being on the field and being able to play.
And Kaylee, you don't have quite so far a drive to come to school from Lee Summit and Lee Summit North High School. What attracted you to the Bearcat program?
You know, the same thing as Elena said, I love the community in Maryville. I love the size of the campus. I love the size of the town. And I could tell that everybody really supported the sports here really well. And, I visited a few other schools, but this one, as soon as I left, I knew that this was the place I wanted to be.
And you've had an opportunity to see this program really grow here in the last few years.
Yeah. It's been incredible. The year before I came, they had kind of a rougher season, and then each year we're getting better.
Being generous.
But yeah, each year we're just getting better and better, and we're attracting more players and more talent, and it's just been super exciting to see us and how we can improve.
And I would imagine now that you've been in the program a little bit, kind of taking on a leadership role to a certain degree, what are some of the things you try to impart on the younger players here?
Just really being positive with each other. We do a really good job of just getting along, and it's important that, you know, we make an effort with every person, not just a few, that, you know, seniors get along with freshmen, that sophomores get along with, like, everybody is a family. It's not just, you know, the older players hang out with each other, younger players, like, we're all family. And, we just try to stay positive and work on, you know, team unity, and everybody's important.
How much fun was that second half against Missouri Southern?
Oh, it was so exciting. I think all three goals happened within, like, 7.5 minutes of each other, so, you know, it was just one after the other. You know, sometimes we score one and then we kind of get comfortable. In that game, we knew that we had to just keep the ball rolling, and, you know, we took more opportunities and they kept falling, and it was great to see the result.
Mark, how much fun is it when you see a sequence like that happen during a game?
Oh, it's very exciting, but it gets, you're like, okay, why weren't we hitting this earlier? why did it take us 60 minutes to get to here? Like, you're doing the things that we've been training, and just tempo of play and the team speed that we possess, I don't always think comes out. And when those moments do, it's very exciting. It's fun to see us attack.
And for Elena and Kaylee both here, just kind of talk about the rest of the season, what you've seen so far. It looks like you guys have a lot of success so up to this point that you can build on for the rest of the year here.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see how the rest of the season goes. I think we're going to start putting more goals in the back of the net, and I'm just really excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree. I think we're learning a lot from the games against UCM, and we're not just using those opportunities as times to get down on ourselves. We're really using them as growth opportunities, and looking ahead at the games that we have, I'm feeling confident in what we want to do with the program. And yeah, we should see a lot more goals and a lot more wins this season.
What do you gain or gather for after, again, a couple of tough losses against a UCM team that's obviously one of the top teams in the nation, but you guys are right there with them in both of those games. What are some of the things that you take out of those games that you can bring to the rest of the season?
Yeah, we have always had a really high respect for UCM. They play super well. They play to the last minute. And just to see that we can play to that level and that we can hang with them for 90 minutes is great to see. Now we know that if we can hang with UCM and we can hang with the top teams, we can hang with anybody. So as long as we keep bringing that energy and that effort to every game, we should be able to be pretty successful.
Okay, they're growing up in the Kansas City area. There are a few players on UCM's team that you've been aware of and played against growing up?
Yeah, there's a few that I recognize and have played in high school. And yeah, I just really respect their play and their effort. It's been good playing against them the last couple of years.
Yeah, Mark, let's just talk about what's coming up next for you guys.
Okay, so Friday, 3 o'clock, we will play Fort Hays. They've kind of turned a corner. They have a new coach, and they're doing really well. I believe they're 6-0-1 or 6-1-1, moving the ball pretty well, having success, scoring goals to have that kind of record. And then on Sunday we'll have Kearney and new coach up there trying to find their legs a little bit, but are in every game and we'll create many challenges for us. So, you know, our focus is always going into the game. Yeah, we want to know kind of what system they're going to play, those kind of things. But on the ball, when we have the ball, there are certain things and ways that we want to play and impose our game. And so, you know, we take the pieces we can learn about teams, but our focus is really on who we are and how we want to play.
You know, when you talk about like Fort Hays, a team turning the corner, you can almost look at any team in the MIAA right now this has to be one of the toughest conferences in the nation as far as Division II goes to try to compete in.
You know, just I was talking with Coach Curtin here a little bit ago, and just regionally, I think in the top eight, I think six are MI, seven of us are the top eight in the region. It is a brutal conference from top to bottom.
Very, very few breathers that you have there.
Correct.
And Elena and Kaylee, too, I imagine just the fact that you guys have an opportunity game in, game out to play against maybe some of the top soccer teams in the Midwest, that has to be something you guys enjoy.
Yeah, the competition is really good, and it lets us know that if we can play against the teams in our conference well, that we can play with anybody in our region well. So, yeah, getting to play against the top teams in D2 is a really great opportunity to grow and to learn and to just keep getting better.
All right. Well, it's been great having you all on the show here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
All right. That's head coach of the Bearcats soccer team and Mark Gordon, along with Elena and Kaylee, with us here on the show here today. We'll be back, and we got more coming up on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, right after this.
KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back in the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State Cross Country, we have Coach Whit Cunningham joining us, as well as a pair of sophomores from the women's team, Tori Castle, and from the men's team, it is Austin Getchy. Appreciate all you guys coming on, chatting with us here today. Whit, last week, on Saturday, after the meet there at the Woody Greeno, Jay Dirksen invited Nebraska, talked about executing that race plan and finishing strong in the back half. Was that kind of about keeping fuel in the tank to a certain point? What was the strategy going in that you're hoping to execute and ultimately come away with a good finish both on the men's and the women's side?
Yeah, so our race plan is very similar for both genders. For our women, we're looking to get that first 3K in solid positioning and then compete. Men, we're looking to get that first 4 or 5K in that solid position and then compete. And you can see split scores along the way at some meets now, which is kind of fun. So you can see our team, women moved up on average 23 total spots collectively. Men broke about even, some up, some down. And that's what we look for. That's how it's like, okay, where are we competitive in the back half? Because after about halfway through the race, there's not as much movement as you think there's going to be. So we need to get there in a good position.
At the Woody Greeno Jay Dirksen Invite, the women finished 5th out of 29 teams. The men finished 7th of 31, the top Division II teams in the meet there. Austin, when you think about that, how much of, all right, start strong, be in a good position, but then finishing strong, how much of that's just the mental, like you have to find it deep within to get that last 3, 4K and get to where you want to be?
Yeah, I think cross-country racing is just all mental. Once you get to the races, you put in the work and practice, and then you just have to grind out the races, and that's the mental toughness is really what wins the races.
Tori, how did you feel about that overall with the women's team as a whole coming out 5th? It's highly competitive. There's Division I racers all around you at the same time, too. Is it fun sometimes to dig deep, find that, and kind of see some of those schools that you're passing?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to compete at that meet because we're competing against higher-level teams, and I think it's fun to look around and see these D1 schools and see that we're right there with them. I think that's very motivating for all of us to know that we can compete at that high of a level. And so it helps during the race, seeing those teams, and helps you push through the end of the race.
We talked about it a little bit last week, but 15 teams in both races. You've got hundreds of runners out there. Is a little more overwhelming compared to the Bearcat Open, which is kind of that rust buster, or was it something you really want to embrace and just kind of throw yourself in the middle of that pack?
Yeah, it's kind of fun to embrace. It's something we need to embrace because as we get to the bigger meets, it will be bigger competition, and so it's definitely different than the Bearcat Open, but it's something that you just go in and embrace, and you kind of just throw yourself out there and trust that you're going to get through that opening first 200 meters that are kind of hectic, but trust that you're going to get through it and that it's not the end of the world if you don't start out the greatest.
For Northwest Cross Country, wrapping up the Woody Greeno Jay Dirksen Invite last weekend, coming up on September 30th. The next meet is the Chili Pepper Festival. That's in Fayetteville, Arkansas. That's the first time Northwest will be there since 2019, but that's traditionally a very big meet. There's going to be a lot of schools there. That should be a lot of fun. Wick, again, similar that you can kind of throw yourself amongst a lot of great racers, but it'll be intense, I'm sure.
Yeah, it'll be super intense. You know, the competition's phenomenal down there. The course is fast. Pending good weather, of course, but we're really excited to get down there and get competitive and see schools that we maybe don't normally see on a regular basis. You know, traveling 5 hours south, we'll get to see a couple different conference schools as well as schools that's the only time of the year we get to see them. And it gives us kind of a feel of like what the region meet will be like, where it's a lot of people, a lot of teams, very exciting environment. And we got to figure out how do we be competitive and how do we win that race within the race. You know, there's only going to be one winner at the end of the day. But how do we win our race within the race that's going on?
Whenever it comes down to scheduling these and looking at how you want to lead up to the MIAA Championships this year coming up on November 5th, Northwest has been the Chili Pepper Festival a lot over the years that I can remember. But do you want to throw yourself into these races to where you know that it's going to be a grind and a challenge to finish near the front?
Yeah, well, it's exactly what we want to do. We want to go there and we want our people to race some of the best people in the nation, and we want to give ourselves those opportunities. I feel that if we're giving ourselves those opportunities consistently and throughout the year, that allows us to learn a lot about ourselves and a lot about our ability to execute regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the location, the weather, what teams are there, and it gives us opportunity to learn and kind of get that template down for the end of the year.
Austin, when you look at it for you, your best 7K time came in the Bearcat Open a little bit earlier this year, your best 8K time coming off of this weekend. Do you just feel stronger? Is it more of a confidence and just kind of that maturation as a collegiate athlete?
I think it's both. I know I'm definitely in way better shape this year, and I have the experience, so both.
And Tori, for you, a couple meets in, building up to the MIAA Championships. We're still a little ways away. Again, that's coming up early November, but how do you grade yourself, and you kind of see yourself stair-stepping up to where you want to be?
Yeah, so it right now we're still running on heavy legs, so it's important to understand that maybe our times aren't the greatest right now, but knowing that they're going to just keep improving is really exciting, and knowing that we still have a lot left in our season that we can keep having hard workouts and keep working hard throughout those workouts.
We're nearing that midway point with the Chili Pepper Festival, a third of five meets. Is it just kind of feeling those heavy legs throughout the season, or is that just kind of coming off of a meet that you're feeling that right now?
We have some hard workouts last week prior to the meet, but I know that as we get closer to regionals, we'll kind of back off a little bit, but still put in that hard work that we're maintaining and still improving our fitness.
Northwest Cross Country, a couple weeks, we have about a week and a half now until the Chili Pepper Festival come around. That's in Fayetteville, Arkansas. WIC, is it pushing to a certain length? Is it speed work? What kind of workouts are you doing with to make sure everybody's ready to go?
Yep, so we did a pretty high volume workout at about 6 a.m. this morning. They all loved being out there in the dark.
Hey, beat the heat at least.
And we did beat the heat. It was fantastic. We're going to come back Friday with a pretty intense, you could call it a speed workout, going a little bit faster than race pace and get the feel for that. Getting comfortable, getting a couple reps into the workout and not knowing, it's like, oh man, I don't know if I'm going to finish this thing. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, two, three, four reps down the road. We need to put ourselves in those situations. And then next week, you know, we'll come back on Tuesday with just kind of a lighter feel, get a good rhythm going, and we'll be ready to go on Friday. And, you know, we're out here. We're changing things up slightly, but we're kind of keeping the core foundation there and keeping it very similar right now.
Austin, at this point, is it get comfortable with the uncomfortable for the workouts and the races and to be able to push in that back half of a meet? I mean, is it kind of just – it's not going to be easy to know it and embracing it at this point.
Yeah, it's just a grind, just getting through it.
Northwest Missouri State Cross Country finished the Woody Greeno Jay Dirksen invite. The women were fifth out of 29 teams. The men took seventh of 31 squads. Up next, it'll be September 30th in the Chili Pepper Festival down in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Guys, appreciate you coming on, chatting with us today, and good luck as we go throughout the season.
Thank you.
Joining us from Northwest Cross Country, head coach Whit Cunningham, Tori Castle, a sophomore on the women's team, and Austin Getchy, a sophomore from the men's team. We'll take a break. Be back to wrap things up from Pizza Ranch on KXCV KLRNW.
Support for KXEV, KLRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXEV, KLRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We wrap things up for another edition here with Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, we're looking ahead toward this weekend, a big trip to Edmond, Oklahoma for Bearcat football.
That's right. Get the chance to run into our old friend Adam Dorrell, now leading the Broncos program down there. So a good reunion, Northwest taking on UCO. But the way Northwest is playing right now, you got to feel good about things. A chance to pick up a road MIAA win and just keep on churning.
That is correct. They're 1-2. Northwest coming in 3-0. 2 o'clock kickoff. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 1 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. And again, it should be a fun matchup down there.
It should. It'll be great to go down and take on the Broncos, who traditionally are a very good football team whenever you're playing down in Edmond. Pretty tough to deal with there. And then, of course, coming up tomorrow at home, Northwest Volleyball taking on Pitt State at 6 o'clock.
That'll be a lot of fun there. And you're listening to KXEV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. And that'll do it for this week's Coach's Show from Pizza Ranch.